B-Pod Studios.
So much to get through this morning. And it is time now for your Mr. Everything report with the fabulous Mr. Everything himself. It's Bob Ryan. Good morning, Mr. Everything.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
Doing fine. Doing fine. I love this time of year. So much going on.
Great. Oh, so much going on. Hey, welcome back.
Thank you. Out to wrap
up the Final Four, right?
Yeah, Minneapolis. We had a very good time. The games were good. Minneapolis is a very welcoming city. Saw a great production of Cyrano. LB last Sunday.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. The Guthrie Theater, if you're ever in the vicinity, that's one of the great regional theaters. They claim they're the best, and I wouldn't argue.
There you go. A beautiful facility
and a great great history, amazing legacy at the Guthrie Theater in downtown Minneapolis.
See, that's why we call him Mr. Everything.
Bob, right? Amazing.
I think Bob should write a book, Basketball and Broadway by Bob.
That's like it.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it.
Okay.
But we digress.
Yes, could we start? Could we start with Marcus Smart?
Because yeah, here's the deal with Marcus.
What do you think?
Smart.
Okay,
if one of the forwards, say Hayward or Morris or someone, had been hurt, you'd say, "Well, okay, we've got good depth there. We next man up." You know, the Belichick idea, right? This is a big blow. He is not replaceable. There is no facsimile on that roster, or almost anywhere in the league for the things that he does. The unmakeable plays, the hustle plays, the fear of God he puts in the opponent. Where is he coming from? Where is he going to do? What might he do? What crazy thing? There's nothing like him. This is disturbing news. And just when I was starting to feel somewhat optimistic about them, the way they ended, and this is a blow. So this is something they're going to have to overcome. You don't replace Marcus Smart. You make do.
Okay, because I was going to ask you, how you feel? Which team's going to show up to the playoffs?
Well, I mean, that's it. That's been the question. It's been a very inconsistent year. But I was starting to feel, okay, I think maybe they're going to be able to put it together. And mostly because Gordon Hayward seems to have finally found himself.
Yep.
And he's playing great. This is the Gordon Hayward that they paid the big money to, quite frankly. And he's playing well. But, can they beat Indiana without him? Yeah, they can. But it's still a shame because I was just feeling good. And just make it clear that the stuff that Mark does is not replaceable.
Gotcha. Bob, can we talk about this Boston Red Sox with this historic flop?
Well, what's interesting about them is that if you had a checklist of all the ways you can be bad, they have touched them all.
Yep.
including I'm reading this morning about how they're giving up an inordinate amount of stolen bases.
Yep.
I mean, so there's nothing that they haven't forgotten anything that's along the checklist of being. I don't have an explanation. No one. I mean, I'm sure Alex Cora would like to know. There's no explanation for why they have been so astonishingly bad in every capacity. They leave men on base. The starting pitching's been horrible. Just on and on and on. They're not running the bases well. They're getting thrown. Oh my God. On and on. Errors. Plays, balls falling in between Gold Glove outfielders. It's like a horror show. It's got to end soon or later, but I hope it's sooner rather than later.
Really? What is your take on Chris Sale?
Yeah.
I he swears he's healthy, but the results. The thing is disturbing. He's had one swing and miss on a 9 fastball. That's beyond. This is the guy who leads the league in strikeouts. This is not good. Something's wrong. He says, "I've never pitched like this." No, you haven't. I'm babbling because he's babbling. He doesn't know himself. I don't know. He insists he's healthy. Well, if he's healthy, then he better figure it out. Why is it's not working?
Okay. How about the Bruins now? Because
now we're going to channel our little Johnny Mercer and accentuate the positive.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
go
a
little
Johnny Mercer reference.
Okay.
Oh my God.
The Bruins. I'm feeling good. Obviously, you have to feel good about they ended up okay. They had they're a contender. They're not the contender. Obviously, they would have to get by soon, Tampa Bay and eventually the good teams in the West. But they're in the mix. They're feeling good about themselves, and they should. And I'm feeling good about them. And I just think that it has a stupid, silly format in the NFL, NHL, where the divisional pairings and right away in the beginning, they shouldn't be playing. Toronto and the Bruins should not be playing each other now.
Right.
They're too good. This is not fair. But that's the way it is, and I certainly like our chances against the Maple Leafs. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, now one final thought here, because today is the opening round of the Masters.
Yes.
Hello, friends. What are your thoughts on the Masters?
Well, I tell you what, there's no more unpredictable event in American sport than a golf tournament. There's 50 guys that can win. I think the guy who I would like to see win is Rory McIlroy. He's just likable, and he's knocking on the door this year, And I'd like to see him win. So I'm just going to put it that way. I'll be rooting for him. Tiger is, of course, always the story. Everyone is fascinated with Tiger, and he has a chance. I wouldn't think he's among the top contenders, but you can't rule him out. He has shown good signs this year, and it's conceivable. But I'm gonna go with Rory.
Gotcha. Okay. How about shameless plugs?
Shameless plug with the Sports Reporters podcast will be up later this morning or earlier afternoon. Bob Ryan, along with Mike Lupica and Mitch Albom, and I'll be back in print on Sunday. You know that thing, you know, that you hold it in your hand.
That newspaper thing?
Boston
Globe
thing?
I'll be
back in print in the Boston Globe. Yeah. That's GLOBE.
I got you.
Yeah, on Sunday. So back in circulation.
Okay. Next week, we'll talk to you then.
Okay. Take care.
You bet.
Bye-bye. The Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.